he's all grown up. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. When he had said this, he breathed on them. Our text for today seems to always focus on Thomas. Poor Thomas, forever labeled as doubting Thomas and the subject of scorn. But on our way to indicting poor Thomas, we skip over a significant scene in this gospel. Jesus appears in the room where the disciples are huddled together and breathes on them. This action seems a bit curious, and in our post-COVID world, even unhealthy. So why did Jesus breathe on the disciples? Last week, we talked about how the women in Mark fled from the tomb in fear. In John, Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved had been to the tomb, saw that it was empty, but they did not understand the scripture yet, so they just went home. Mary Magdalene stayed, saw Jesus in the garden, and went to tell the others. But it doesn't seem like they listened to her, because that same night, the disciples locked themselves in a room. Just like the women in Mark, the disciples' reaction to Jesus' resurrection is one of fear. They were afraid that the authorities who crucified Jesus would come after them next. They can't wrap their minds around what has happened. They are acting like people whose leader has died. Everything they had worked for, that they had sacrificed for, that they believed in, seemed to have vanished. Then Jesus appears to them. Note that a stone in front of a tomb did not contain Jesus, nor do locked doors. There's a mystery here. Jesus's resurrected body still has the wounds of his crucifixion, but that he was able to go through locked doors suggests that his body may have assumed a different, new, transformed quality. The first thing that Jesus says is, "Peace be with you." This peace is not just a word of comfort to these terrified disciples. This may be a bit of, "I told you so," by Jesus. He told them he would give them peace. Jesus has already said quite clearly, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." While this text uses the Greek word for peace, which is eirene, the concept for this peace is really the Jewish word shalom. This peace, this shalom, is more than just not being afraid. This peace is a wish for wholeness from Jesus to the disciples that is a gift from God. With this shalom, the disciples do not have to hide behind locked doors. However, to send these disciples through those locked doors out into the world all alone would be futile. So Jesus prepares them by breathing on them. The Greek word is emphuseo, and this word is only used in this verse in John. It's not anywhere else in the Bible. It means to breathe on, but a better translation would be to breathe into. Jesus breathes into these frightened disciples. Earlier in John, Jesus promised the disciples that Jesus would send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to guide them. So that is what Jesus did. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit into them, and they were transformed. Where else in the Bible did God breathe and there was transformation? Well, in the very beginning of creation, the breath of God hovered over the deep. In Genesis, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a human being. God's breath gave new life to the dry bones in Ezekiel. So Jesus breathes into the disciples the spirit of life. In the very first chapter of this gospel, John the Baptist told us that Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born in the Spirit. Now, Jesus is telling his disciples to receive this Holy Spirit. This gift of the Spirit renews the life of these disciples. They have been afraid and confused, hidden in a locked room to escape danger. Now they find the strength to stand up, unlock the door, go outside, and begin to share the good news of the resurrection. We, too, are breathed into God with the gift of the Spirit. Just like the disciples, the Spirit continues to transform us. When we worship together, have fellowship together, welcome a newcomer, teach our children, or help those in our community, we are being transformed by the breath of the Spirit. And as we are transformed, we are breathing into others, and the Spirit is transforming them too. We don't actually need to breathe on someone else, because in this post-COVID world of masks and social distancing, that just would not be acceptable. So how do we breathe into another? By what we do. We share Christ's love to everyone. We do works of justice. We stand with those who are oppressed. We welcome our neighbor. This is how the Holy Spirit shows up, and this is the breath of Christ among us. And there's one more way we breathe the Spirit into each other. Every single Sunday, we exchange the peace of the risen Christ with one another. When we give this greeting, we are acting out this text, sharing with each other the peace that Christ gave to his disciples. Y'all, we can feel it. We fill the room with the life of the Holy Spirit, and we breathe into one another the joy of Christ's resurrection every single Sunday. So, dear church, come to the table, share the meal, then go and share Christ's peace. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.